And now we are on part two of agenda item four. We have four items, and the last item we have agreed to discuss under agenda item 11. And I wish to draw the attention of the Commission to the first item, and is from the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants. Codex General Standard for Contaminants and Toxins in Foods, including Schedule 1. And the reference document is Alnom 06/29/12, Appendix 18. It's a matter referred to the Codex Committee on Food Additives by the 28th session. During the 28th session, it was noted that the Schedule 1 had not been officially submitted for adoption, and asked CCFAC to submit that schedule, and CCFAC has submitted the schedule. So I wish to ask the Commission if there is any objection to adoption of the schedule as we had requested during the 28th session.
I see no flag.
We see no flag. Thank you very much. Then the schedule is adopted. And then the other item is from the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants again, amendment of Annex to Table 3 of the General Standard for Food Additives, Alnom 06/29/12, Appendix 8. It's a consequential change. And I wish to ask the Commission if there's any objection to adoption of the text. Seeing none, then thank you very much. It's adopted. The other one is the revision of descriptor of food category 13.6, food supplements of the General Standard for Food Additives. And we are making reference to Alinom 06/29/12, Appendix 33. I wish that they ask the Commission if there is an objection to adoption of this change. Seeing none, thank you very much. Then it's adopted.
Okay.
And at this juncture, I wish to thank everybody. We are through with agenda item 4.
Okay.
And I'm sure the Commission is sympathetic with the Chair, and we are working as a team. I have my three colleagues as officers of the Commission, the three vice chairs, and I wish to give them the opportunity to chair some of the agenda items. And I would request Ms. Noreen Othman to chair agenda item 5 and 6. And Dr. Wim Van Eck to chair agenda items 7 and 8. And Dr. Karen Holbach to chair agenda items 9 and 10A. I will come back for agenda item 10 and 11. And most likely agenda item 16. And the other agenda items, 11, 13, will handle them as time permits. So now I have the pleasure to give the chair to Ms. Noreen. Thank you.
Good afternoon, distinguished delegates. I will be chairing agenda item 5 and 6. And in the interest of time, I would like to kindly request delegates to make their interventions brief, that is not more than 2 minutes. We will start with agenda item 5, on the list of proposed draft standards and related text submitted as type 5, as in Elinom 06/29/6. There are 10 items put forward for adoption at step 5 by the Commission. The Commission is invited to adopt as draft standards, codes or other recommendations a number of proposed draft texts submitted at step 5 of the Uniform Procedure for the elaboration of Codex Standards and related texts. The texts are listed in the Annex and, if adopted, will be advanced to step 6 for further government comments and consideration by the Codex committees concerned. I will invite the chairpersons of each committee to introduce the standards being presented for preliminary adoption at step 5. The introduction should cover all the items submitted by the committee. We will take one item at a time and stop to discuss after every item. I would like to kindly request that the chairpersons be brief in their introduction. Before we start, I'd like to invite the Secretariat to inform us the written comments on this agenda item.
You're taking me by surprise. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The comments made, provided to this particular comment, are presented in Alinom 6A. So those comments submitted by the end of May are all compiled into Alinom 06/29/6A document. And Madam Chair, the original document, the main working document is /6 document. However, there is one addendum to it, which contains the real code of practice for the processing and handling of quick frozen foods currently at step 5. And other comments submitted by member countries are contained, namely in LIM 5 and LIM 9 documents. So delegations are kindly invited to put on their table LIM 5 and LIM 9 in addition to the main working documents. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary. First, we'll go to the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants. There are 3 items under this committee. I wish to kindly invite the Chair, Annie de Veer from the Netherlands, to introduce the standards one at a time. We will proceed with the first item, proposed draft revision of the Codex Class Names and International Numbering System for Food Additives, CAC/GL 36/2003, as in Elinom 06/29/12, paragraph 98 and appendix 15. Ms. Annie de Veer, can you kindly proceed?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, very briefly on the first item, this is to align the functional classes and the definition and the technological use to align what is Codex and JECFA is doing. I would want to put this forward with one remark that there are 2 items left that we will discuss next time after we have a response from the Food Labelling Committee, that is packaging gas and carriers. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to ask the Commission if there is any objection to adoption of this item at step 5.
Uh, IDF.
IDF, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's relating to the functional class carrier. We have some difficulties in understanding why a carrier can be a food additive, meaning having a function in a food. But maybe that can be clarified.
Next, ICDA.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's ICBA. ICBA can support the adoption of the proposed revision at step 5 and continued discussions at the next step. However, we would like to note our concern regarding the deletion of the definition of a functional class for acids and a subclass flavor modifiers. ICBA suggests that the committee will reconsider these deletions since the first one, acids, will make the labeling of acids such as citric acid more complex, and the second one concerning flavor modifiers relates to the fact that these substances are an area of intense innovation based on our increased understanding how taste receptors work at a molecular level. For example, these substances are modifying the perception of sweetness, saltiness, or bitterness, enabling, for example, salt reduction in products without taste loss, thus contributing to the stated public health goals of salt reduction. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, IDF and ICBA, for those comments. Can I get Ms. Annie, could you kindly respond to that? Thank you.
Starting with the last suggestion, I think it is okay to take up that discussion, although I remember that we had a discussion on that, but I think we can take that on board in the next meeting. And as for carrier, I think it has, we see it as a food additive. This was a lengthy discussion as well. It depends whether it's remaining there or not. So this was a discussion we had, but it is between square brackets because we await the results from the labeling committee and then we have a discussion on this item again.
Thank you, Ms. Annie. With that explanation, those two comments will be addressed at the coming session. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the item is adopted at step 5. Thank you. Next is the proposed draft maximum level for total aflatoxin in almonds, hazelnuts and pistachios ready to eat as in Alinom 06/29/12, paragraph 132 and appendix 22. Ms. Annie, could you kindly proceed?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I think the last meeting here we talked about unprocessed almonds, hazelnut, and pistachios, and we had a level for that at step 5. And this year we forward the ready-to-eat nuts at the level of 8. We did that with the understanding that we will, as a committee, receive more information from JECFA and from other sources, and that by deciding to have this at step 5, we will continue the discussion in the meeting, in the next meeting, with given these results, and then hopefully forward it further on. But till now, step 5.
Thank you. Is there any objection to this item at step 5? I give the floor to EC first.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. This is, of course, a sensitive issue in international trade. The European Community is prepared to accept that this measure proceed to at step 5. However, I was reassured to hear the chairperson of this ASAFAC remind members that there is still ongoing work in the context of the discussion paper on aflatoxins in ready-to-eat nuts. And the European community will expect to see further clarifications on the work of JEFCA in the matter, on sampling plans, and on consumer health risk assessment, if and before we are prepared to see this proceed at step 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Issy, for your comments. Iran, please.
In the name of God, the Compassionate. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I would like to read one statement from paragraph 128, which says, a number of countries proposed a maximum level of 15. The Islamic Republic of Iran was one of those countries, and I would like to be noted here that the position of our country is 15. And again, I would like to read one paragraph of 130, which says, the committee agreed to request JECFA to conduct directory exposure assessment on the three nuts, and then taking into account the hypothetical level of 4, 8, 10, and 15. So we would like to reaffirm that we think that the number of 8 which is proposed here is a hypothetical proposed number. It's not a fixed number, and we wait for the result of the JECFA. To confirm this one, I would like to read one sentence from paragraph 131, which says, the committee is in the opinion that it was necessary to await for the result of the JECFA evaluation, which means that the number 8 is only a proposed number. And at the end, at paragraph 136, it says, the committee decided that it was not appropriate to discuss a possible maximum level for aflatoxin in Brazil nuts and at its present meeting. Therefore, I would like to be noted that we go along for the sense of consensus to go from step 3 to 5 with this observation that the 8 is a hypothetical number and we cannot make a decision at this meeting before we get the result from JECFA and other authority. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. I note your position that you can go along with adoption, but we will quote in your report that you will that it's necessary for the committee to wait for the results of the JECFA evaluation. Okay. Next, Singapore has the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we can go along with it for the time being until JECFA has come up with its evaluation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Singapore, for your comment. Japan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Japanese government of Japan always respects the assessment conducted by JECFA and the ALALA principle. It was agreed at the last CCFAC that we await for the result of JECFA's assessment. Therefore, we hope that necessary data will be submitted by countries concerned for the JECFA evaluation. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. Next is Jordan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Shukran. يؤدي الأردن أن يدعم تحويل الحدود القصوى لمتبقيات الأفلاتوكسين في الفستق واللوز والبندق إلى لجنة جكفة لإعطاء المشورة العلمية بهذه الحدود، ومن الواجب انتظار نتائج جكفة. شكراً.
Thank you, Jordan. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. في هذه المرحلة وبالنسبة للسموم الفطرية لا يمكن قبول أي من المستويات المقترحة، لذا علينا أن ننتظر نتيجة تقييم لجنة الخبراء المشتركة وبعد ذلك يمكن اتخاذ القرار المناسب. شكرا.
Thank you. Egypt, we have Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Indonesia's support to Iran delegation statement and waiting the result of the JECFA evaluation. Thank you.
Thank you, Indonesia. Syria, please.
أيضا نقترح انتظار نتائج الجكفة.
Thank you. China, please.
谢谢主席女士。正如刚才欧盟代表团提出的，关于此项标准，正在进行收集进一步的数据，因此我们支持。我们支持由捷克法对这个对这项标准在进行进一步膳食暴露评估的基础上，我们再来确定它的限量标准。谢谢。
Thank you, China, Malaysia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Malaysia also supports Iran in waiting for the results of JECFA study and for the Commission to base their results on science-based decisions. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. India.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'd like to express our support for the position expressed by Iran.That we make clear this at this point at step 5, but it would be dependent on the outcome of JECFA evaluation.
Thank you. I think we have closed the list. We see that in the spirit of consensus, many of the countries would like to see this move forward. So I would like to propose to the Commission to adopt it at step 5 with a reflection in the report that the next session would consider the results of the JECFA evaluation. Is there any objection to the proposal that I put forward upon the Commission?Seeing none, okay, the item is adopted at step 5. Thank you. Next, we have the proposed draft maximum levels, 14 in canned food other than in beverages and in canned beverages, as in LNOM 06/29/12, paragraph 183 and appendix 28. Ms. Annie, please proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair.I think I can be very brief on this. We had long years of discussion on this item, and we agreed to put this forward, and now it's step 5. And also here, there will be more information after step 5, but that will be taken into account then. Thank you.
Thank you. I see EC at the flag up. EC, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The European Community wishes to maintain its reservation on this level for three major reasons. First of all, we understand that additional data coming from JECFA will be available in the near future, in the sense that the addendum to the toxicological monograph will be available and is still not yet published. We also understand that lower level can be achieved by applying good practices,And we think also that higher levels are not needed for technological reasons. But in a spirit of consensus, we do not wish to block the move to step 5, but we wish our reservation to be mentioned in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, EC.
No request.
Okay. There's no request from the floor. Okay, the item is adopted at step 5 with a note in the report, a reservation by EC.Thank you. We'll move on to the next item. Thank you, Ms. Annie. We're moving on to the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Users. First, we have the proposed draft revised standard for infant formula and formulas for special medical purposes intended for infants, which is in Section B. The relevant document is LNOM 0629. 26, paragraph 1 to 6 and appendix 4B. I would like to invite the chair, Professor Rolf Grossglos from Germany, to introduce the standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, let me explain the structure of this revised standard for better understanding. The standard is divided into two sections. Section A refers to infant formula, and Section B deals with formula for special medical purposes intended for infants. We have made considerable progress also in Section B, and the committee noted that it was necessary to discuss this section of the standard concurrently with Section A, and that it was desirable to have both sections of the standard at the same step of development. Therefore, the committee agreed to advance Section B for adoption at Step 5 by the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you. On this item, I note there are several technical comments, as in Alinom 06/29/6A and LIM 9 from Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Norway, the Philippines, Peru, the United States, Venezuela, ILCA, ISDI, and the World Sugar Research Organization. I can assure you that all these technical comments will be referred to the committee for consideration at its next session after adoption of this item at Step 5. Now, I would like to ask the Commission if there is any objection to the adoption of this item at Step 5. Cuba, you have the floor.
Muchas gracias, Madam Chairman. Cuba no tiene objeciones, pero Cuba tiene la preocupación de que precisamente por la estructura que tiene esta norma, donde se ha tratado todo el régimen de formulación para infantes, tanto para especiales como para niños enfermos, estamos sometiendo la norma por un largo periodo de tiempo a un grupo de dudas, sobre todo en los indicadores. Tenemos muchos indicadores en esta norma entre corchetes, que han permanecido por mucho tiempo. Y de hecho, muchos de nuestros países importan grandes cantidades de esta fórmula. Nosotros deseamos pedir al Codex no solo que se apruebe, sino que se apruebe como trámite acelerado para que en la próxima reunión podamos tenerla en discusión para aprobación. Gracias, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Cuba. Next, we have India, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We feel that taking into consideration the need to protect and promote the practice of breastfeeding in accordance with the International Code and World Health Assembly resolutions, there really should not be a separate standard for special medical purposes, formula for special medical purposes for infant, as breast milk is best in all conditions. We would therefore suggest that the scope should be modified by deleting the terms disorder, disease or medical conditions, and there should be an indication on that the product is meant for a specific period only. The second issue in this standard relates to the essential composition and quality factors in respect of protein, lipids, carbohydrates and purity requirements. We have supported the factor of 6.38 for all milk formula products prepared with milk. Similarly, for infant formula derived from soya, conversion factor of 5.71 has been specified. We do have comments on the lipids and carbohydrates in the interest of time, which I see. We would give these comments in writing, but we would suggest that these comments need to be referred to the committee for consideration before we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, India. Chile, please.
Gracias, señora Presidente. Nosotros apoyamos lo señalado por Cuba, especialmente por la preocupación de que hay varios temas, entre paréntesis, que tienen que resolverse, y pedimos que la Comisión solicite al Comité le otorgue prioridad a este tema. Gracias, señora Presidente.
Thank you. Seeing no flag, I would like to suggest that this item be adopted at step 5 and will reflect in the report that the technical comments plus the comments raised by India will be forwarded to the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses for consideration at its next session. Is there any objection to this proposal? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next.
But she raised the bread, but she put it back.
No.
Okay. With that, we move on. Thank you, Prof. Ross Rosclaus. Next is the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. We have the proposed draft guidelines for settling disputes on analytical or test methods as in LENOM 06/29/23, paragraph 43 and appendix 3. I wish to kindly invite the Chair, Professor Peter Bajek from Hungary, to introduce the standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm speaking on behalf of Professor Peter Bajek, the chairperson of the Committee for Methods of Analysis and Sampling. The committee agreed to advance to step 5, the proposed draft guidelines for setting disputes of analytical results. These guidelines provide guidance to the government on the procedure to resolve disputes which arise between food control authorities about the status of the food consignment when the test result by the laboratory in the importing country disagree with the test results by the laboratory in the exporting country over the same consignment. Thank you.
Is there any objection to adoption of this item at step 5?
Malaysia,
you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We are not objecting to the adoption of this. In fact, we are actually agree to the adoption of this proposed draft guidelines at step 5. However, we have some concerns with regard to having the competent authority being allowed only from importing country. Malaysia wished to inform the Commission that there are 4 steps in the proposed draft to resolve the dispute. In steps 3 and 4 of this draft, a third laboratory to help resolve the dispute may be selected by consensus of exporting and importing country, or failing that, by the competent authority of importing country. Malaysia would like to propose to the Commission that the competent authority could also come from the exporting country, where the competent authority could designate a laboratory from any country to help resolve the dispute. This is in view that there may be mutually recognized agreement between exporting and importing countries on certain commodities or products. Therefore, while the draft can be adopted at step 5, Malaysia wish to request the Commission to request CCMAS to restudy the draft on this particular issue. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Malaysia. New Zealand, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We are also happy to support its adoption at step 5, but in the committee's discussions, we had raised some concerns about the procedure that is provided for in the guidelines for using test results from separate and non-identical samples. New Zealand believes that the only effective approach is to use identical samples for dispute resolution between importing and exporting countries. We just want to draw attention to this issue as an important one for us, and we would like to ensure that these points are considered in the subsequent development of the standard. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. We have Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We also support the adoption of the norm. We just have a few comments, technical comments, that were included in LIM 9 that we would like to, the committee to address on the next session. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. We have Thailand next. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thailand would like to support the concern raised by Malaysia. Thank you.
Okay. Seeing no flag, I suggest that the Commission...
Argentina.
¿Se escucha? Bien. Argentina tiene algunas preocupaciones respecto de este documento. Algunas preocupaciones son de orden técnico respecto de la utilización de los modelos de Horwitz y Thompson que han sido desarrollados en el ámbito de los ensayos químicos que forman parte del anexo del documento y que son de aplicar y nuestra preocupación es si son completamente de aplicación en todas las cuestiones microbiológicas. También tenemos algunas preocupaciones en relación con el punto 3.1 y en la etapa 1 para la evaluación de la conformidad. Argentina cree que este es un documento sumamente importante tanto para países importadores como exportadores, razón por la cual creeríamos que el CCMAS debería volver a analizarlo sin avanzarlo al trámite 5. Y bueno, esa es la opinión de Argentina. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina, for those comments. Seeing no other flag, I suggest that we adopt this item at step 5 and to those countries that have raised their comments, we will forward this all to the committee to the next session for further consideration. Is there any objection to this proposal? Seeing none, thank you. Next, thank you, Hungary. Next, we move on to the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products. I wish to kindly invite the Chair, Mr. Steve Hathaway from New Zealand, to briefly introduce the standards. And we have the proposed draft model export certificate for milk and milk products, Alinom 06/29/11, paragraph 143, appendix 24. Mr. Steve Hathaway, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I seek your indulgence. The Chair of the Committee is not present in the room at the moment, so I will perhaps request if I could request a deferral of consideration of this until a later part of the afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you. We will move on to the next item. Next is the Correct Committee on Pesticides Residue. We have the proposed draft maximum residue limit for pesticide as in Alinom 06/29/24, paragraphs 94 and 135 and appendix 6. I wish to kindly invite the Chair, Mr. Hans Juring from the Netherlands, to introduce the item.
Thank you, Chair. Very briefly, yes, in appendix 6 of the report of this year of the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues, we bring forward for adoption at step 5 for only 2 compounds, 5 MRLs. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any objection from the Commission to adoption of this item at step 5? Seeing no objection, this item is adopted at step 5. Next, we have the Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Food. There are 2 items under this committee. I wish to kindly invite the Chair, Mr. Stephen Sunlow from the United States, to introduce the items one at a time. First, we have the proposed draft maximum residue limits for veterinary drugs as in Alinom 06/29/31, paragraph 77 and appendix 4. Mr. Stephen Sunlow, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
The Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs has evaluated two compounds, colistin and ractopamine, with the view that there will be 39 MRLs, and we have brought those to step five for adoption. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is there any objection to adoption of this item at step five? Seeing none, the item is adopted at step five. Can we proceed to the next one, the proposed draft revised guidelines for the design and implementation of National Regulatory Food Safety Assurance Program associated with the use of veterinary drugs in food-producing animals, as in Alinom 06/29/31, paragraph 86 and appendix 7. Mr. Stephen Sandler, can you kindly proceed?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Foods have been working on this particular guideline for a number of years with a great deal of effort. At our last meeting, we found a consensus to bring this to step five and return it to you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is there any objection from the Commission to adoption of this item at step five? Brazil, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We don't have an objection. We just like to point out that we do have comments on Limb 5 on this document that we would like the committee to address in the next session, which is the wording based on risk. Use the wording based on risk instead of risk-based throughout the document. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Seeing no other flag, the items adopted at step 5, and we will forward the comments by Brazil to the next to the Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Food for consideration at its next session. Thank you, Mr. Stephen Sunlow. We will move on to the next one. Finally, we have under this item is proposed draft recommended international code of practice for the processing and handling of frozen foods as in Alinom 06/29/6, addendum 1, and this work is by correspondence. I wish to kindly invite the host country secretary, the United States, to introduce this item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The code of practice, the International Code of Practice for Processing and Handling of Quick Frozen Foods, has been at step 3 since 2001. The U.S. Codex Secretariat has issued several circular letters on this code. We believe that we have gone about as far as we can with the circular letters, and we have brought this code forward for adoption at step 5. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, United States, for those comments. Can I open to the floor? Is there any objection to the adoption of this draft code?
Thailand,
you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We would like to refer to our comments appear in document LIM 14. As shown for many years, Thailand has joined paying consideration to this proposed draft code. We appreciate the U.S. Secretariat for the effort getting this proposed draft code done and edited mostly to follow the comments received. We are of the opinion that almost all of the contents appear in this proposed draft code are acceptable, except the provision concerning DAP and DAP analysis. We therefore would like to reiterate our previous comments not to adopt the DAP and DAP analysis to be included in the Codex standard. The rationales are filed as follows. Firstly, the principle of HACCP is considered not appropriate to identify the quality criteria appearing from DAP application. Since HACCP is to protect human health from three kinds of hazards, based on scientific information. It is not meant for indicating any subjective area. Such quality criteria to guarantee consumer satisfaction. Secondly, DAP and DAP analysis mentioned in this document lead to problems with fair trade practice. The probability and severity relating to quality assurance is very sensitive. The illustrative example on the application of DAP for quick frozen chicken nuggets appear in Annex 2 of this code. Why compared to the one on application of CCPs in Annex 1 are questionable. Several defect descriptions presented in Annex 2 seem so non-essential that can lead to argument. For example, the non-uniform mix of components in the step of mixing. It is real difficult for the producers to have their DAP analysis and DAP description plan for one product right to be accepted by all of the customers. Thirdly, the producer will be responsible for excess duty without worthy value added return. It is considered burdensome to do the DAP analysis along with HACCP implementation that already require a number of efforts and resources, especially documentation and verification system. Finally, Codex should only focus on the essential quality. It is clearly stated in the Codex strategic framework that Codex should emphasize on performance-based standard and should focus on the provision essential for consumer health protection and for the promotion of the fair trade practice in food area. As for this code, the provisions concerning quality in the Section 5 of the proposed DAP code are considered sufficient to keep all the quality aspects of quick frozen food at the certified level. In conclusion, we cannot accept the provision of DAP and DAP analysis as appear in the proposed DAP code. More consideration is needed to address this issue. However, we realize that the present codex mechanism in the form of work by correspondence may not be appropriate to address this issue. A kind of physical meeting is essentially needed. So we would like to request for advice from Codex Secretariat on which form of the physical meeting we can do. For example, by a task force or by a physical working group. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. South Africa, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. South Africa would request that its comments in document LUM 16 be taken into consideration. We do appreciate that this is not the forum to raise any technical issues. However, if this document is advanced to step 5, we would just request that our comments be noted and taken into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, South Africa. We have Philippines, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Philippines fully supports the arguments put forward by Thailand. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippines. We have Mexico, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. En este tema es nuestro entendimiento que precisamente aprobando la norma al trámite 5 se le daría ya un foro adecuado a través del Comité de Higiene de los Alimentos a este tipo de cuestiones técnicas, ya que el gran esfuerzo de los Estados Unidos en trabajar este tema a través de carta circular ha llegado a su máximo resultado. En ese sentido, apoyamos su adopción en el trámite 5 y que esta discusión técnica se dé en el Comité del Códex para higiene de los alimentos. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Indonesia would like to support the argument made by Thailand. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mexico, Indonesia, for those comments. We have Malaysia next on the list.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Malaysia supports the proposal by Thailand to have a physical meeting on this proposed draft revised code of practice for the processing and handling of quick frozen food through the establishment of a task force. Since so far there has been only two electronic working groups, but there has been no discussion in a plenary in any of the Codex Commodities Committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. We have Jordan, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Shukran. نشكر سكرتيرة الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية على الجهود التي بذلت لوضع هذه الوثيقة. ويؤيد الأردن مجموع التعديلات المشار إليها مع التنويه إلى بعض النقاط التالية. من المهم مراجعة نتائج عمل معهد التبريد الدولي، خاصة فيما يتعلق بربط درجات الحرارة ومدد الصلاحية للمنتجات بالمرفق الثالث، حيث أن المسودة هي ذات طبيعة إرشادية، فمن الممكن الإشارة إلى بعض الوسائل العلمية والعملية للتطبيق في حال كانت درجات الحرارة بين ناقص 12 إلى ناقص 15 درجة مئوية، والإبقاء على درجة من المرونة والسماح بتفاوت 3 درجات مئوية، ناقص 18 إلى ناقص 15 درجة مئوية في الفقرة 6.2 أو 6.2. وسنقوم بتزويد ملاحظاتنا تفصيلا إلى لجنة صحة الغذاء CCFH بهذا الخصوص. وشكرا.
Thank you, Jordan. We have Vietnam, please.
Thanks, Chairman. Vietnam fully supported the comments from Thailand. Thank you.
Thank you, Vietnam. Okay, what I've seen is that there was a proposal from Thailand as a way of moving forward, and as mentioned by the
NGO. IFFA.
Okay, sorry, I didn't see you.
Yeah.
IFFA.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The International Frozen Food Association was part of the working group that originally was with the International Institute of Refrigeration that in 1999 promulgated a draft code for the review by the Codex Commission and Codex Committees. It's been 6-7 years since that's happened, and we have followed this activity closely. IFA fully supports the adoption of this code at step 5. However, we understand the reservations of some members, such as Thailand, Vietnam, and others, considering that DAP is a regional practice and not international. So if there is a way to work through this, to get some kind of group that could work through that particular issue, I think it would be helpful. If that is not possible, however, IFA would recommend that work on this particular code of practice be discontinued. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for your comments. As we have noted that the United States Secretary has informed us that since 2001 this standard has been at step 3 and there has been not much progress here. So what I'm suggesting is that there was a proposal from Thailand supported by several countries whether there is a possibility to move forward with the proposal to have a working group or a task force. And perhaps I'd like to, at this point, to give to the Secretariat to comment whether this is feasible or not.